The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Badgers win a overtime thriller against the U of A Wildcats. The Philadelphia 76ers end a 26-game losing streak. And Northwestern union reps are headed to Congress. I only say that because I know I've got Fred Wallen with me this hour, and he's got to have an opinion about what those kids are doing there at Northwestern. My humble opinion, you're students. Go to school. You're not getting paid. It's ridiculous. Come on now. Give me a break. And a lot of things happening in the baseball world with big-time contracts. Miggy Cabrera gets paid. Trout gets paid. Just a lot of good stuff going on in the sports world. Great stuff from the Final Four, or just about to be the Final Four, the road to the Final Four. Fred, good morning. How you doing?
Beautiful day here in Southern California. Looking forward to the next hour. And folks in L.A., if you're listening, give us a call. Tell us what you think about the Dodger blackout of television games, apparently all season long. Let's talk about it.
1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. We'll be right back to break it down. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. You're listening to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
So no kidding, there I was. This is how the stories of life's greatest adventures begin. Don't be the guy with the boring story. Picked by National Geographic Adventure as the best river and sea outfitter on Earth, Oars offers more than 75 professionally guided rafting, sea kayaking, and hiking experiences throughout Western North America. Now that sounds like the start of one heck of a story. Visit Oars.com and let the journey begin. That's OARS.com. Oars, guiding life's greatest adventures since 1969.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-water.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Alrighty, welcome back. We did that for you, Fred, just so you know. We know you love hearing that scream. Kind of wakes you up, doesn't it?
Sort of, yeah.
Anyways, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, where it's actually kind of gloomy. Hasn't been like this in a while, Fred, to be honest with you. It's kind of nice seeing some clouds, but let's get into some of these things that we threw out there in the opening. And I want to start with the Northwestern Union rep heading to Congress to try to get paid. Your thoughts about this?
Well, you know, a scholarship to Northwestern or Stanford or Duke or some of the major colleges around America probably would cost $75,000 to $100,000 a year. Plus, if you graduate, what can that be worth over a lifetime? It can be worth millions of dollars. So I don't know if you can have it both ways. If you're going to pick up the $75,000 per year scholarship plus the chance to make millions over a lifetime, you're accepting that. Yeah, I got to tell you something else. It's going to be a very, very tough fight because of Title IX. You have to pay everybody the same on the collegiate level. I mean, that's already been ruled, and it's going to have to be overruled for this to come through, which means you're going to have to pay your quarterback, your number one quarterback, the same as you're going to pay your softball pitcher or your wrestler, or maybe wrestling draws, maybe it doesn't. Track and field, I love track and field. And at UCLA, it used to draw. It doesn't now. So you're going to pay the hurdler on the UCLA track and field team as much as the first-string quarterback. I don't think that's going to pass muster. It's going to be a long, long struggle before this comes into being. I'm a big union guy. I always have been. But I think the kids are getting paid by the scholarship. The scholarship can be worth, again, over a lifetime, millions of dollars. So what else can they possibly get? Now, let me make one other point. I think when they're playing, I think the NCAA has the right to use them in making money. Once they graduate, like Ed O'Bannon way back in 95 with UCLA, I think Ed O'Bannon's got a very strong rule. The NCAA should have no right to use his picture or photo or anything else to take advantage of him. He's no longer a student, no longer on scholarship. But for the kids who are still playing, they're getting paid. So I don't quite understand this. Northwestern kids are very bright, and maybe they'll win it eventually, but it's going to take a long, long time. And frankly, I think the scholarship is worth so much that they'd be losing in the long run.
Yeah, personally, Fred, I think this is asinine, to be honest with you. It's a total joke. And, you know, we've all used the word entitlement, and I got news for you. This is taking it beyond that. And I agree with you. Those kids there at Northwestern are pretty bright in general. So I just think this is a completely ridiculous move on their part to try to get paid as student athletes. I think that that's the thing here that's getting lost. These kids are students first. Get your darn degree and then go on. This is one of the most, honestly, this really disturbed me when I heard it because, like you, I feel they are getting paid already. They get a free education, which most kids don't, and therefore, What it may do in the future, like you said, is get them millions and millions of dollars. This is the most asinine thing I think I've ever heard in the sports world. And that goes on with the what happened there at Penn State, just everything. This is a complete joke. I'm absolutely appalled that somebody would try to do this, to be honest with you, Fred.
Well, you know, if you read the articles on the Northwestern situation, you know, it's like guys who maybe are looking for publicity. And they've seen what Ed O'Bannon has done. And again, Ed O'Bannon is a different circumstance. Ed O'Bannon graduated from UCLA a long time ago, 1995. And the NCAA has used his photo in the games and whatever. And I don't think they should have any right to. But that's night and day to the kids who are playing now. I mean, the kids who are playing now are getting paid by the scholarship.
Hold on a sec, though. Hold on a sec, Fred. I'm pretty sure that what they're doing is just fine. I mean, do you think Christian Laettner or Bobby Hurley has a problem with them showing that great play from them? That's kind of ridiculous, too, to be honest with you, Fred.
Well, I don't think they should have the right without paying them. I don't. Once they graduate and once the scholarship is used up, then they're not being paid. At that point, I think it's a different circumstance. I think it's night and day. I think for the kids who've already graduated,
but at the same time, those are memories. You can't take away what happened in those games, and all they're doing is showing it to you to get you excited about what's happening now.
Look, I don't play any of the games. You know, I don't play any of the games. But if you're using a picture of, let's say, the 95 UCLA Bruins against the 1990 UNLV Running Rebels, who's the better team, I am not sure that you have the right to use photos of those guys because they graduated. I mean, we can have an argument about that. But as far as the players, the kids that are in school now, I agree. I think the whole thing is ridiculous. Both of my brothers are attorneys. I mean, this is going to take like forever in court. It's going to ruin the collegiate game if it comes to pass because, again, under Title IX, the woman softball player, and at UCLA, you know, one of the greatest historically women softball clubs in America, but not recently, and it doesn't draw, would the pitcher get as much from the women's softball team as the first-string quarterback on UCLA's football team? Well, under Title IX, yes, but you'd have to override that. You'd have to overrule that. It's going to take forever. I think the Northwestern kids, you know, it's almost the same thing, like agents get into kids' heads that, hey, they're better than they really are. I think perhaps some attorneys said, hey, we got an interesting circumstance here. Why don't we go for it? You know, Northwestern has done some great things. Northwestern Law School has done some great things. They found how many innocent people have been put on death row or life imprisonment, and they freed these people. Northwestern has done some great things. I would not consider this one of the great things in the history of Northwestern University, I'll tell you the truth.
No, I agree. Again, I'm actually appalled at it. I think it's a complete joke. And I don't know, but I think that whatever you do as far as the NCAA tournament, that is what's called property of the NCAA, whereas the same thing in the NBA. Whatever happens, that's property of the NBA. I think that they can show it whenever they want, however they want, to be honest with you, Fred, because – it doesn't matter if you're still there or not. It happened in the NCAA.
Well, I mean, you have your argument. I have mine. And my argument is that you are paid for 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
After that, they'd have to come to you and say, can we use it? That's my opinion. I think Ed O'Bannon's got a strong argument. I don't think Northwestern has a strong argument because the kids there are getting scholarship money. You can make the case that $200 a month on top of the scholarship is not enough. All right, so make it $300 a month. But my point is you can't make the case that a scholarship cannot be worth millions of dollars over a lifetime. You get a degree from Stanford, you can walk into any law school, any law office in the world and get a job and start off at $150,000, $175,000 a year. How many people ever make that kind of money? So I think the kids have to see it both ways, but I think they've got people in their head, people in their ears saying, hey, let's take advantage of the situation. And again, this is not going to happen overnight, whatever happens. I mean, how many different courts is it going to have to get to? You know how slow the court system runs in this
country.
It's
a couple, 3 years away, probably.
At least. So, I mean, it's going to take forever, and then somebody's going to overrule it, and then somebody's going to overrule that, and then somebody's going to overrule that. And in the meantime, these kids get their name in the paper, and Maybe they're not going to play in the NFL, so it's a means of staying out there in the public's in the public notice. But again, I agree with you as far as the kids playing now. I think that they're getting a scholarship. They're getting a chance to make millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Take advantage of it. Hey, listen, let me just, here locally in Southern California, there's a kid named Zach Levine who didn't even start for UCLA. He was a sixth or seventh player for UCLA. He's coming off the bench. And at the end of the season, he played horribly. He couldn't hit a basket. If he could have hit a basket, maybe they would have beaten Florida. But the point I'm trying to make is his parents, his friends think he's good enough to go to the National Basketball Association. He might be. Yeah. Except that if he waits one more year, he'll be a lottery pick. Now he'll be either a late first-round pick or a second-round pick. And guess what, Zach? Second-round pick money, not even guaranteed.
Yep.
So the bottom line is, I mean, these kids are gambling. They listen to people, and sometimes the people are totally wrong.
You know, I got a friend, by the way, from Valparaiso, Bill and Bob Jenkins, who went during the days with Bryce Drew, made that unbelievable pass to him. I'm going to call him. I'm going to ask him if he has any problem with the NCAA showing that clip when they talk about March Madness. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, Jeff Rich is going to join us. We'll talk to him about sports. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman's in Phoenix. And now we're going to reach out to Jeff Rich, who's in Las Vegas, Nevada. Jeff, how you doing, man? Well, I think we've got Jeff, but in case we don't, Fred, a ton of things going on.
Are you there?
There he is. Jeff Rich, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well.
So you're in Las Vegas. Just out of curiosity, I know what the first two rounds are like. What is it like to be out there for the Elite Eight?
You know, to be honest with you, it's almost like it's not going on. I've been out here for the first two rounds. I think it was in 2005. And actually, the tournament actually started on St. Patrick's Day, and it was just mayhem everywhere. Now it's a little tapered off. I mean, everybody's gathering in the sports books to watch the games while, you know, as they're going on. But you don't necessarily have the multi-screen experience in the second weekend. Everything kind of happens, it has its own time slot. So, there's definitely an awareness that the tournament's going on, but I think there's a lot of Vegas going on around it where it's not necessarily the featured aspect of the, of the Elite Eight and the Sweet 16 rounds.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, the first two rounds are chaos. It's unbelievable. You got standing room only pretty much in the sports books. And then my experiences are very similar to yours, that once the tournament moves on, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four, not very many people, not a lot of traffic flow there in Las Vegas for those games. But that's always been my experiences with it, to be honest with you. But all right, so we've got you. We want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the world of sports. And I want to revisit this with you because Fred didn't get in on this conversation. And DeSean Jackson, obviously being released by the Philadelphia Eagles. And like I said before, he's going to get an opportunity somewhere else. It really makes no difference whether he is related to gangs or whether he's not related to gangs. But Fred, let's get your opinion on this first. How do you think the Eagles handled this? And if there is any validity to what they're saying, what do you think the future is for DeSean Jackson?
Well, he's from Long Beach, California, a rough area that he comes from in Long Beach. So he's going to know friends from when he was a kid. I mean, and some of the kids go right and some of the kids go wrong. I mean, so he's not going to necessarily break off a friendship with somebody who may not be on the right side on a lot of issues or maybe of the law. It doesn't mean DeSean Jackson is involved in anything like that. I will tell you this. I think every year or almost every year since he left California, he's always tried to renegotiate a contract right after he had signed it. It was sort of like Eric Dickerson when he used to play for the Los Angeles Rams years ago. I think if you're a team, you're an owner, you get sort of sick and tired of that from that aspect. I think he's very talented, extremely talented, one of the top in talent. You could make the case he's one of the most talented wide receivers in football. But sometimes you just bug somebody enough. I think from Philadelphia's point of view, obviously on the field, you're losing a lot. But he's a headache from the point of view. He's always trying to, or his agent's always trying to renegotiate, getting more money up front. And that does become an issue. So if you add those two things together, and there's the part about, again, your friendship with kids when you were a youngster and you remain friends with them, it's not like you're doing it. I mean, it's tough to break friendships. And, I mean, we've all had friends who've maybe have gone the wrong direction, and you only deal with them the way they've treated you. And if they've treated you kindly and you treated them kindly, you're not going to forget them like they're dirt. So I think for the Eagles to throw that out there is sort of putting them under the bus. However, you still read there are 9 clubs in the NFL who are going to take a shot at him. So he's not going to be broke. He's going to play. It's just that in the Eagles' offense, he would be astounding. They're presuming that Jeremy Maclin, who's a very fine wide receiver, is going to be 100% this year, and I hope he is. But DeSean Jackson is as talented as they come.
Agree 100%. I don't want to steal your thunder, Jeff, at all, but Jeff made a comment earlier about the $10 million that he was guaranteed for a bonus. And I don't know, but I think personally that's got more to do with it than anything, because they would have had to pay this guy a lot of money, first of all. And if there is any type of attitude or personality conflicts, it's really easy to just throw a guy under the bus and then not have to pay the guy. Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. I think the telling sign is going to be who he signs with. for how much money and for how long. I definitely see him going on a 1-year deal with a team that's known to make the, you know, to take some chances. Maybe a team like the Raiders. You know, his former teammate in Philadelphia, Michael Vick, ended up with the Jets. So, you know, there's some possibilities. But, you know, I do think that a lot of it was a money thing, which, because I don't buy the Eagles story that they didn't trade, you know, that they didn't find a trade partner because they didn't want to burden anybody else with his off the field issues. Not that Philadelphia is confirming it, but you know, I think it just came down to you couldn't trade that kind of contract, and you didn't have any takers. But you know, if somebody offers him a $20 million 4-year deal, I think that it's going to raise some eyebrows as to what Philadelphia was up to.
Yeah, agree 100%. Hey, what do you guys make of this Ray Rice situation? They made a big deal about, him having some issues, and now he is getting married to, or he did marry his fiance. So are you guys as confused about this as I am? Fred, first you.
Well, you know, perhaps he told his wife, or he's got a legal paper between the wife and himself that if you marry me, here's $5 million, something like that. So, no, it's not confusing at all. I think he put a hand on a woman. there's got to be a major penalty involved. I don't know what happened between them, but a man's bigger than a woman and stronger than a woman. I just don't think you touch a woman and from that aspect. And so, no, I think perhaps, you know, it's sort of like, hey, you marry me tomorrow to look better in court. And if you testify for me, I'll give you $5 million. You don't know if that's not happening. I don't know if that's not happening. But when I read that, that was the first thing that flashed in front of my mind was he's paid her off, or his attorney's paid her off to testify. Hey, look, it looks so well. It looks so good. He really didn't mean to hurt her because they're getting married. That's the end of my story.
And let me just throw this out there in case people aren't aware of what happened here. He was indicted for third-degree aggravated assault about a month ago or so in Atlantic City in a casino, but now marries this woman. Jeff, your thoughts about this?
I'd just like to echo Fred's sentiment about a man putting his hands on a woman. And at this point, without knowing the details of the case, I'd like to abstain from comment on this one.
Abstaining, huh? Take pleading the fifth on us here, huh?
I don't want to slander the guy. I don't want to slander the guy, but his career, if these accusations are true, his career should be over. Quite frankly,
yeah.
Bottom line, and you know, if Roger Goodell allows him to play another down, if he ends up spending a day in jail, you know, if convicted on this, I think it sends out a bad sign for what the NFL thinks about women.
Well, and you just brought up a good point, too. Roger Goodell, let's be honest, he's a control freak, right? I mean, he's a guy that has taken this thing kind of on his own, and he does kind of what he wants. So I kind of agree. Something with this is just not kosher. That's all I'm saying. There's
Let me interrupt you. If he goes to jail or if he pays a fine, Roger Goodell is going to have a very hard case keeping him out of the National Football League. Michael Vick murdered dogs. Now, I'm not comparing a woman to a dog. What I'm saying to you is that you can't make judgments and say this you can never play again and this you can play again. You're not going to win that in court. You're never going to win that in court because your attorney, Rice's attorney, is going to say, look, we've had this guy, and this guy, and you've let him play. Give me a break. You know, Ray Rice probably will not spend just a hunch. Ray Rice will not spend a day behind bars, or if it is, it can be 30 days, something like that. He'll get a big fine, and he'll be out. Other people have hit women before, and believe me, they've played in the National Football League. So your point well taken that Goodell's a power freak, but he can't win this argument in court because you use other ones. You use precedent, and precedent would indicate that prior players have played in the National Football League. So,
hey, I just want to throw this at you, Fred, too. And technically, Michael Vick never really murdered dogs. He was just kind of the ringleader, correct or no?
Well, I mean, in the ring, some of them died. I mean, obviously, the one murdered another or butchered another or whatever the case might be. I mean, he ran. Look, both you and I are animal lovers, and I don't know if Jeff is or not, but I mean, to me, that's about as bad as you can be, and he's playing back in the NFL. He's got a couple of his sponsors back. So, I mean, the point is, where do you draw the line? I mean, if Ray Lewis had been convicted of obstruction of justice, would they have not allowed him back in the National Football League? I could guarantee you they would. Maybe they'd fine him, but they'd let him back in the National Football League. Now, he wasn't convicted, but let's say he had been convicted. So, right. I mean, are you, and that was a murder case. So, I mean, you know, you can't, a very delicate line here, and you got to be very sure of yourself. And Roger Goodell might have all the power on earth in the NFL, but in a court situation, he doesn't, and he'd lose in this case. Say, Ray Rice, you could never play again because you got fined $10,000.
Hey, Jeff. I know you're in Las Vegas, man. Appreciate you taking your time out with us here. Enjoy the rest of your day, and you, John Poulter, and I are going to have to get together this next week, man.
Yeah, that has to happen.
Have a great day, man. Enjoy it, okay?
Hey, take care. Anytime, guys.
Sounds good. Jeff Rich hanging out with us from Las Vegas. On the other side, Fred and I are going to continue talking sports. We want your thoughts. We want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Finally, you can go from the gym to the grocery. In that order, new Ban Total Refresh Cooling Body Cloths. I carry them with me wherever I go. So now when I'm running from place to place, all it takes is one wipe across my neck and chest to leave my skin feeling cool, soft, and instantly refreshed. Find new Ban Total Refresh Cooling Body Cloths in the deodorant aisle.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, Arizona, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. Fred, What do you make of the Philadelphia 76ers' 26-game losing streak being snapped?
Well, what I make of that is last week Mark Cuban said the NFL's got a lot of problems. Now, I like Mark Cuban. I usually agree with him on most issues. I think the NBA has some major, major issues, and the issues would include six or seven teams right now that are just horrible. Yeah, Andy, I know wagers. I wager. I'm on a couple of websites, rbwins.com, vegassportsmasters.com, and whatever. And you've seen numbers now between one team a 16-point favorite to another team a 21 or a 22-point favorite. That's not good for the National Basketball Association. That's horrible for the National Basketball Association. But you've got your Milwaukees. You've got your Philadelphias. You've got your Sacramentos. And, folks, you've got your L.A. Lakers among the bottom five, six, or seven teams in the NBA where they're going to get 15 points. The odds of the odds makers, the people are going to believe they're 15 points worse than somebody else going in. That's not NBA.
Let me throw this out there too, Fred. You're talking about the Sixers, the Bucks, the Lakers. These are all teams that have had a lot of success too in the past. Let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, in the 80s, the Bucks were one of the most winning franchises out there, you know, behind the Sixers and the Lakers and the Celtics. So these are places that have rich tradition.
Oh, true. And that's not what the NBA wants. So I think Mark Cuban should worry about his own NBA as much as he's worrying about the National Football League, because, again, you're going to have the ones that the haves and the total have-nots. Now, why this has happened or how this has happened, well, in the Lakers' point of view, we know how it happened. It happened that Jerry Buss passed away, and his son, Jim Buss, has failed in everything he's tried when he's – look, I'm not a businessman. I'm a radio sports talk show host. If I make a deal with a radio station, I let my agent do it because I never win in negotiation. It's nothing wrong not being a good businessman or not being the kind of guy. I mean, Jim Buss, I know Jim Buss. I went to his first wedding. Nothing against Jim Buss personally. I mean, he's good in certain things. He's just not good in this. So because of that, the Lakers have dropped to where they're among the worst five or six teams in the National Basketball Association. And if you're management in the NBA, you can't handle that. You need the Bostons. You need the Knicks. You need the Lakers. You need the Philadelphias. You need those type of teams to at least be pretty good, because they're major market clubs, and you make money from television because major market fans are watching those games. And, you know, people are watching the Lakers now to see how badly they can lose. You know, I do Friday night right here on Sports Byline, and this is almost funny with Jerry Burke. And 3 weeks ago, they lose by 34 as I come on Friday night at 10 o'clock Pacific time. Then 2 weeks ago, they lose by 34 again. The week in between, they lost, but not by as much. And then this week, they even topped themselves. They lose to Minnesota by 36. So it's like you lose by 34, 34, and 36. This is the L.A. Lakers. That's impossible, you would say, except I've lived it here in Southern California, so I see what's happened. They're one of the worst teams in the league, and it's going to be a long, and people say, well, next year Kobe will be back. Well, no, he won't. I mean, Kobe will be he'll be a 36-year-old player. That's not going to be Kobe when he was Kobe. Steve Nash is going to come back because he wants the $9 million, but he's going to be a 40-year-old Steve Nash, not a 30-year-old Steve Nash.
Yeah.
Of the 12 guys that are playing now, Andy, maybe 8 or 9 of them won't be back in a Laker uniform next year. It's a total mess. It's a total mess in the National Basketball Association.
Well, I'll tell you the one thing: the Milwaukee Bucks, their future is bright if they can do a couple of things. Okay, first of all, they need to get a new deal to have a new arena there in Milwaukee, and then the new ownership, you know, has to keep them in Milwaukee to have success as well. But the future is bright for them if they can do those couple of things, and they're guaranteed basically a top four pick if they have the worst record in the league, which is pretty darn close. It's them and Philadelphia basically neck and neck. And with Philadelphia snapping their 26-game losing streak, well, the Bucks have a little bit of an edge on them now. So the future is bright for them if they can get a new arena and keep that team in Milwaukee.
Again, though, you know, my favorite sport is baseball and college basketball. I watch a lot of college basketball. there's nobody coming out this year, and certainly nobody among the one and dones that are going to make a major explosion in the National Basketball Association. If you watched Aaron Gordon on Saturday night for Arizona, he played horribly. He's coming out. I mentioned Zach LaVine from UCLA. He never even started one game with the suspensions.
So Ennis kid from Syracuse is coming out, and he shouldn't come out either.
Tyler Ennis is a good point guard in college, but he can't shoot from the outside. So, he's not going to be a star in the National Basketball Association. So it doesn't matter if you get that first pick and you go for one of the one and dones. Which one of them is Wiggins going to turn you into a champion team? I don't know. He's a good player, but, he's nothing. There's nothing special in this group coming out is what I'm basically saying.
Oh, well, let me ask you this then, Fred, because I'm one of those guys that says stay in school. But let me ask you this. Do you think it's more beneficial for these kids to stay in school and learn or go to the next level, to the NBA, and learn there? Which one would you do?
Well, I can't – in this country, we're supposedly a capitalistic country, I don't think you can stop them from coming out legally. I mean, it's going to be – it would be a battle again if you said 3 years or whatever the case might be. The NFL is different from the point of view that you could make the case that you could get physically harmed, an 18-year-old kid against a 30-year-old man. In the NBA, the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to sit on the bench like Shabazz Muhammad from UCLA, who came out, who had no reason to come out. I mean, he wasn't even that good of a college player. But, my point is, of course it's better to get an education. For our society, it's better – every day that you stay in school, it's better because you meet other people, you meet other groups in college, and that only helps our society. So from that aspect and from the collegiate games aspect, you'd love them to stay the 4 years, but
absolutely,
you can't really hold them back. So, they're making horrible decisions, but you know what? Everybody's got an ego. And if your agent says, hey, you're going to be a lottery pick, or if your father and some, the fathers are now saying the kid's leaving. Well, maybe the father needs some money. He's going to get it from the kid. That's horrible. What kind of father is that? The father should be saying, in my opinion,
stay in school.
If we have the money, let's get an insurance policy in case you get hurt, if we can afford it. And in fact, I think the way it's working, the NCAA, I think what's happened is, you don't even pay for it. I think the NCAA can pay for it, and you pay it back over time. I think so. It's not even like you have to come up with the money up front each month. But if you have the money to pay for an insurance policy for the kid, if he gets hurt, he's got $10 million. Most people will not make $10 million in their lifetime. $10 million is a lot of money. Divided by 40, it's $250,000 a year. How many of us make $250,000 a year over 40 years? So my point is, obviously the best thing is to stay in school, but these kids think they're so good because they're listening to other people. And come on, I'm going to repeat again. You got Zach LaVine, who didn't even start at UCLA. Not only didn't he start the last seven or eight games, he couldn't hit a three-pointer from – you could shoot better from the outside than he could. So, my point is he cost him the Florida game perhaps by not being able to hit any outside shots. He's cost him games. And he's going to be – they think he's going to be like a lottery pick or close to a lottery pick. What if he's a second-round pick?
Right.
It's not guaranteed.
Right.
What kind of experiences he had in UCLA? He plays like 18 or 20 minutes a game as a backup. Is that enough experience? So next year we're going to see Zach LaVine playing in D-League basketball in front of 12 people instead of playing in front of 10,000 at UCLA. Come on, give me a break. But his dad says he's coming out. Well, okay, so his dad knows best. Well, maybe. He's got talent. This kid has got talent, no question about that. But another year, another 2 years at school, and he could be a lottery pick. And then the money's guaranteed for 3 or 4 years, and then you're set for life. So it's just, it's heartbreaking because these kids just don't seem to get it. But we're living in a society where the kids don't get it. Andy, there was some article that I read part of where high school kids who got really good grades, like honor rolls, could not name one senator of the 100 in the United States, not their own two, and not any of the other 98 senators in the United States. Now, I'm sorry, I'm a generation ahead of you, but your generation could name two senators. My generation could name, I guarantee you, two senators. they cannot name two senators in this country. Now, what does that tell you?
It tells you that they're interested in the wrong things, obviously.
That's it.
Yeah, and here, I got news for you. I can shoot better than a lot of these kids, first of all. I shoot pretty good from the three-point line, to be honest with you. But getting into some of the games that have happened, how impressed were you with the way that Wisconsin handled Arizona yesterday?
Well, they didn't handle them. They beat them 64-63. I thought it was a great basketball game.
Absolutely.
I really think it was a great basketball game. I was a little disappointed at the end. And, again, I had Wisconsin at rbwins.com, and I had Wisconsin in the 3 points. So I wanted – from that aspect, I wanted Wisconsin to win. But all my relatives live in Arizona, so if Arizona had won by one, that would have been fine too. But
they could have won by three, I believe.
Well, they were down by one. So, I mean, if they hit the last shot, they win by one or two.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. That would have been fine. That would have been the best of all world. But what I'm saying to you is that you got 2.3 seconds to go. Is that the best shot you can get? A shot that actually was after the buzzer, apparently? Even if it goes in, you lose the game? I mean, I was a little bit disappointed in Sean Miller. He had about 5 minutes there as they were deciding who gets the ball out of bounds, Wisconsin or Arizona, to talk to his kids and say, okay, it's going to be our ball. It's going to be our ball. Let's go to point A. But all they did was on the outside, and he took three bounces, and you can only afford maybe one or two bounces with 2.3 seconds to go. So, I mean, some of that goes on the coach, I think. I mean, don't you think of a better play than that, or am I incorrect?
I think you got to go for an alley-oop or something, you know,
a back screen
to get a guy by the basket. Yeah, I know, I agree. I think, you know, the in those types of situations, you know, sometimes the moment gets the best of you. And I think the moment got the best of Sean Miller and his team at that point, to be honest with you. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm a happy guy. My Wisconsin Badgers beat them. And like you, I had Wisconsin beating Arizona yesterday. So I'm a happy guy. Hey, but also, what do you think about Dayton and the run that they made? What does that say for some of those smaller schools to be able to go out there and make the Elite Eight?
I think it's great. That's why we love the NCAA tournament, because anything is possible. If you watch the tapes during the week of the kids at Dayton getting excited, thrilled with the getting to the Elite Eight, they weren't as good as Florida. But, I mean, they put up a good battle. They lose by 10. But it was excitement. It was a bad Saturday for the Miller family, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, in my lifetime, that's never going to happen. I guarantee you that two brothers as coaches lose on the same Saturday. I mean, that's a pretty tough scenario to beat. But today, of course, Sunday, we've got some more action. And then next week, we've got the Final Four. So looking forward to that.
Very special for Bo Ryan. His father would have been 90 years old yesterday, kind of a bittersweet thing for him. His mother passed away a year or two ago as well, so just kind of a bittersweet thing for the Wisconsin Badgers and Bo Ryan. But we'll be back on the other side to wrap this thing up. Kentucky, Michigan, Connecticut, and Michigan State later today, so I'll get Fred's opinion on that, hopefully. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on the program today. Got to thank Jeff Rich for joining us this hour. Also got to thank my man Fred Wallen for joining me as he does each and every week. And before I let you go today, Fred, a couple of big games. Connecticut, Michigan State, Kentucky, Michigan. You've got Kevin Ollie going up against Tom Izzo. You've got Calipari going up against Beilein. And then obviously you got the kids on the floor. Connecticut has great guard play. Michigan State, good guard play, good up front. I actually think this is going to be a great basketball game, to be honest with you. Kentucky and Michigan, Kentucky kind of rolling. Michigan kind of, you know, slipped up there toward the end of the game against Tennessee. I wonder if that lingers on. How do you kind of see these games playing out today?
Well, if you want my thought on Michigan-Kentucky, please go to rbwins.com or vegassportsmasters.com. But if you want my thought on Michigan State and Connecticut, from the very start of the season, I thought Michigan State was the best team in the country. They've had all kinds of injuries. Most of the guys are back. Keith Appling is not 100%, but other than that, they are look like they're 100%. In fact, you know what happens sometimes is when you have these injuries, you find depth that you didn't know you had because the other guys have had to play. So they're probably deeper than they would have been if it hadn't been for the injury. So it's a 5.5-point spread. In some books, I see 6. That's a big number in a tournament thing. But if you were to put a gun to my head, I would still give the 6 or give the 5.5 and take Michigan State against Connecticut, who surprised everybody, and Ollie's done a great job. But I think in the end, it's Izzo and his guys winning the national championship, so I definitely think they're going to win today. But before we go, Andy, I got to tell you the biggest mistake of the week was made in Las Vegas, Nevada. The folks at UNLV had an opportunity to get rid of David Rice, get rid of Coach David Rice, the worst coach in America. South Florida wanted him. They don't do it. They matched the contract and extend Rice's contract. You cannot be any dumber than that. I feel sorry for UNLV.
Fred, as always, a true pleasure talking to you. Appreciate you taking your time out. Scott on the other side, making it all possible. We'll be back next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Enjoy your day, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.